That must be Mrs. Gunther now, Jerry.
I'll answer it, ma'am. Well, Mrs. Gunther, Mrs. North and I have been wondering when... Mrs. Gunther? Pam. Pam, come here. Something's happened to Mrs. Gunther.
Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Joseph Curtin and Alice Frost. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, Fool's Gold.
Yes, it's Pam and Jerry North with another thrilling transcribed story brought to you by Adler Sewing Machine and your neighborhood Adler dealer. Adler, manufactured since 1860, the sewing machine that needs no attachments. Adler, famous the world over for its magic zigzag stitch. Now, Mr. and Mrs. North.
The houses on Stanley Street are as modest and unassuming as the people who own them. People like the Gunthers, for instance. Herbert Gunther, his wife Rose, and their daughter Lois. And yet there's a difference between the Gunthers and their neighbors. A strange and terrible difference.
Dad?
Yes, Lois?
I thought I heard you in here.
I couldn't sleep. I came in for a cigarette. No, don't turn on the light. You might wake up your mother. What time is it?
After 11.
Lois...
Yes?
Lois, I can't go through with it.
Dad!
I can't.
Heaven's sakes, Dad, get hold of yourself. Mother will hear you.
I don't care.
Well, I do.
Please, Lois, please. I've thought it all out. I want to go to the district attorney.
And to the penitentiary, too?
No, but...
Watch. What do you think the district attorney will do when you tell him why you held out against convicting Nick Daniels?
He already suspects.
What he suspects and what he can prove are two different things.
And the people down at work, everybody in the neighborhood, they know. They're not fools. They know there's a reason why I was the only man on that jury that voted for acquittal. And your mother, I think she knows too. Oh, why did I do it? Why?
For $10,000, that's why.
I shouldn't have listened to you. I've let you have your own way all your life.
Stop it, Dad. Stop it.
For once, I should have said no to you.
Stop it!
Lois.
Dad? Oh, darling, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Please forgive me.
It's all right, Lois.
Oh, darling, listen. You mustn't torture yourself over what you did. I know how you must feel. I've always understood you. You told me so yourself, haven't you?
Yes.
Even more than Mother. She's never cared. She's never understood you. Isn't that true?
Yes, Lois.
No, now listen. Listen to me. We had a chance. A chance some people never get. And we took it. And tonight we have $10,000. Oh, darling, think of it. More money than you could ever dream of having by working the rest of your life for the North Publishing Company. Now you can have all the things you've always said you wanted for me and for yourself. And it isn't as though you kept Nick Daniels from being convicted of a real crime. A contempt charge, that's nothing.
Nothing?
Of course not. Why, when I went to see him, I didn't think he'd be willing to pay anything just to stay out of jail for a few months. But he was. We'd have been fools not to have taken the money. Wouldn't we?
Yes. Yes, I suppose so. And I'm sorry. I'm all right now. I was just a little frightened. A little nervous, I guess.
I understand. Now, look, darling, you go on back to bed.
What's the matter?
Shh. Well, I heard something.
Your mother.
Stay here.
Well?
There wasn't anyone there.
Lois, what about your mother? She has to be told.
She will be.
When?
When it's safe. Now, you go to bed. Let me worry about Mother.
Continued on page 16, column 7.
page 14, page 6. Oh, nuts. Pam!
Oh, what is it, Jerry?
Where are you?
In the bedroom.
Darling, where is the rest of the evening paper?
The rest of it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know, dear. Isn't it all there?
It's all here except the upper right-hand corner of pages 15 and 16. Look.
Oh, golly. Oh, that's right. There was an ad for the most marvelous sale of dresses on that page, and I tore it out.
May I have it?
Oh, of course, dear. Well, let's see. What did I do with it? Oh, yes, my purse.
I wish there was some way I could keep you from making confetti out of the newspaper until after I've read it.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I thought you'd finished with the paper. Here's the ad. See? It fits into the torn part perfectly. And look, Jerry, isn't that the loveliest two-piece jersey dress you ever saw for that price?
Darling, may I admire the dress after I found out what the president thinks our next step should be in the Far East?
Of course.
Thank you.
What, dear?
My bookkeeper is in the news again.
Your bookkeeper?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean that man, Gunther.
Yeah, listen. The district attorney's office announced today it was dropping contempt charges against New York gambler Nick Daniel. The decision came 1 week after Daniel's first trial when the jury, standing 11-1 for conviction, failed to reach a verdict. This reporter has learned the lone juror who held out for acquittal was Herbert Gunther of 116 Stanley Street.
Jerry, would you mind not reading any more? Honestly, darling, every time I think of what Herbert Gunther did, I get so angry.
Take it easy, dear. Take it easy.
I'm sorry, but I don't see how you can be so calm about it. Everybody knows what Nick Daniels is, and he was obviously guilty.
Well, apparently Gunther didn't think so, and if that was his honest opinion...
But I don't think it was an honest opinion. I think that bookkeeper of yours deliberately...
I'll answer it. Hello?
Mr. North?
Yes?
Mr. North, this is Rose Gunther.
Who?
Mrs. Gunther. Herbert Gunther's wife.
Who is it, Jerry?
Herbert Gunther's wife.
What?
Mr. North?
Yes, Miss Gunther.
I'm sorry to bother you at this hour of the night, but I was wondering if I could see you for a few minutes tonight.
Oh, what about?
I can't explain on the phone, Mr. North.
What does she want, Jerry?
All right, Mrs. Gunther.
Thank you, Mr. North. I can be at your apartment in about an hour. Goodbye.
Well, speak of the devil.
Well, the devil's wife.
What was that all about?
I'm not sure, dear, but I have a very strong hunch that whatever it is, we're not going to like it.
Dad, wake up.
Lois, what is it? What's the matter?
Put on your robe and slippers and come with me. And hurry.
All right. Where are we going?
To Mother's room.
To Mother's room? Lois, what is this? Look. There's a light on in her room.
Yes.
What is she doing up?
Dressing to go out.
What?
Look.
No. Herbert.
May we come in, Mother?
Rose, where are you going?
Out.
Where?
Well, if you don't want to tell him, Mother, I will.
So you heard me on the telephone.
The telephone?
Talking to Mr. North. She asked to see him. That's where she's going.
Rose, do you know about...
Yes. I heard you and Lois in the living room tonight.
I'm sorry.
If you mean for yourself, you should be. But if you mean for me, there's no need to be sorry. What I heard didn't come as any great shock. I suspected why you'd held out against convicting that man, Daniel. The best I could do was hope I was wrong. Now I can't do even that anymore.
Why are you going to Mr. North?
Because he's been good to you since the trial. With all that nasty publicity you got, he would have been justified in firing you. But he didn't. Now I want his advice.
You already know what that will be.
Yes?
Listen, Rose. Try to understand. I took that money. I made that deal with Nick Daniels for us.
Not for us, Herbert. For her. For Lois. For 23 years she's been all you've lived for. I haven't mattered to you from the moment she was born. And I hate you for that, Herbert. I hate you both.
Wait a minute, Mother.
Get away from that door, Lois.
No.
Get away from that door. Lois, let go of me.
You think I'm going
going to let you walk out of here. Ruin my one chance to have all the things I've ever wanted. You're crazy.
Let it go.
I will.
Right, stop. Stop it, Lauren. Stop.
Goodbye, Ed.
Ed, we can't let her go. We can't let her ruin everything like this.
There's nothing we can do, Lawrence. There's nothing we can do.
You fool! You poor, stupid, violent fool! Information? I want the telephone number listed to Mr. Nick Daniels on Granley Square. That's right. The name is Nick Daniels.
Well, it appears that Lois Gunther has stopped asking for trouble and is prepared to start giving some.
Sewing the joy with an Adler sewing machine. It's easy with an Adler. You can do buttonholes, monograms, dozens of chicks. It's easy with an Adler. No attachments to buy or fix.
Ladies, have you ever asked the question, why haven't sewing machines been improved and modernized like other home appliances? You've probably also wondered why you still have to fuss and bother with clumsy attachments when sewing on an ordinary sewing machine. Well, the Adler sewing machine, manufactured since 1860, answers these questions. Because on an Adler, you can do all your sewing without using any attachments. Yes, you can sew on buttons, make buttonholes, applique, monogram, blind stitch hems, and many, many other sewing operations, all on the Adler without touching a single attachment. You'll be delighted at the ease with which this machine does intricate and fancy sewing with just the flick of the magic zigzag lever. Amazing but true. See this sewing wonder at your nearest Adler dealer. See for yourself what the Adler can do for you. The Adler is available in handy portable or handsome cabinet models. If you like to sew, you deserve an Adler. Now, back to Mr. and Mrs. North.
When I tried to stop her, Dad made me let her go.
That's fine. That's just dandy. What's the matter with that old man of yours anyway?
He's all mixed up, Mr. Daniels.
You bet he's mixed up. And so are you. Mixed up in something that'll send us all to the pen if that mother of yours shoots her mouth off. I told you we should have had the old lady in on the deal.
All right. All right, Mr. Daniels, we made a mistake, so what are we going to do?
All you're going to do is ride her on your old man. I'll handle your mother.
How?
It all depends on how well she listens to a reasonable guy with a reasonable proposition. What's the address this guy she's going to talk to? It's Mr. North.
Still isn't any answer at the Gunther's, Jerry?
Not a peep.
Something's happened to Mrs. Gunther, Jerry. I just know it has.
Oh, now, Pam, dear,
Look at the time, darling. It's been almost 2 hours since she phoned.
Well, yes, but she had to come from way out in Queens to get here.
But it doesn't take 2 hours. Jerry, listen. You agree that Mrs. Gunther must have wanted to see you about the way her husband behaved at Nick Daniels' trial.
Well, yes, dear, but...
And you said she sounded strange on the telephone. As though she was talking very low to keep someone at the other end from hearing her.
So?
Well, if she found out that there was something wrong about the Daniels trial... Jerry, you know Nick Daniels' reputation. Why, he's the kind of man who'd stop at nothing.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Pam, stop it. You're just letting your imagination run away with you. Now, look.
Jerry, the door.
Ah, you see, darling? What I tell you? All your worrying for nothing.
Do you think that's Mrs. Gunther?
Well, of course. Who else would it be at this hour of the night? I'll answer it. Why don't you make some coffee? She might like a cup.
Oh, all right, dear.
Well, Mrs. Gunther, we've been wondering... Mrs. Gunther?
No.
Mrs. Gunther, what is it?
Help.
Pam, come here.
What's the matter, Jeff? Is that Mrs. Gunther?
Yeah.
What's the matter with her?
She's dead. Stabbed to death.
to get you?
Yes, Liz. Yes, it's me.
Where have you been?
Oh, just walking.
I heard you go out and I thought...
That I'd gone to give myself up? Well, I was going to, but then I thought, what's the use? Rose is taking care of that. Besides, it was nice out tonight, and I wanted a little more time just to walk.
Dad, listen. I packed some bags for us.
Bags?
We can go somewhere tonight, and then when the bank opens in the morning, you can get the money out of the safe deposit vault and...
Run away?
Yes.
No.
Dad?
No. I'm going to stay right here.
Maybe you are, but I'm not.
Then go.
You're the only one who can get the money out of the bank.
Then you'll have to go without the money. Oh. I'm sorry, Lois. But this is one time I can't listen to you. This once, I can't give you what you want.
All right. Have it your way.
We should be hearing from your mother soon.
Yes.
Why did I do it? That's what I can't understand. Why? Just 2 weeks ago tonight, I remembered while I was out walking. I came home from work early and I had dinner and worked out in the yard. I raked leaves and while they were burning, Bob Williams, next door, and I, we stood around and we talked. And then I came in and read the paper and... went to bed. That was the way my life was. I wasn't the kind of man who'd do a thing like this. So how did it happen? Why did I do it? Why?
Oh, stop it. Stop feeling so sorry for yourself. You make me sick listening to you. Oh, I'll answer it. Hello? Yes, this is the Gunther residence. Lois Gunther speaking. What? Well, yes. No.
What is it, Lois?
He's right away, Mr. North.
Mr. North? What's the matter, Lois? Has something happened to your mother?
Yes.
What?
She's dead. She's been murdered at the North. The police are there now. Mr. North said Mother rang his bell when he answered the door.
Daniels.
Yes.
He killed her. Daniels killed her, and you told him she was going to see Mr. North.
No.
And how did he know?
You're
lying.
No,
tell me the truth. I want the truth.
Oh, no, please, Dad, don't.
Then tell me the truth.
All right. Yes, I told him.
Jack. Scum.
What are you doing? Dad! What are you doing with that gun?
I'm gonna see Nick Daniels. I'm gonna kill him. If it's the last thing in the world I do, I'm gonna kill him.
Okay, Leo, you can tell the boys with a basket. I'm through.
Right, Sergeant.
I'll be out in the kitchen talking to Mr. and Mrs. North.
Okay. All right, you guys, you can...
All right. Got any more, that coffee?
Why, sure. Come in, Sergeant Brady, and sit down.
I'll get you a cup, Sergeant.
Thanks.
You're in charge here?
Temporarily? Oh, this case will go downtown to headquarters before morning. According to the patrolman who answered your call, you identified the woman as Mrs. Herbert Gunther.
That's right.
Yes, Sergeant. Cream and sugar?
I take it black, Mrs. North. Thanks, Mrs. Herbert Gunther, the wife of the one juror who hung tough and wouldn't convict Nick Daniels, right?
Right.
Now, she's dead. Murdered. I think there's a connection, don't you?
Of course we do.
And so will everyone else, from the commissioner on down. Well, that's why they'll take it over downtown. Nick Daniels is big. Nobody knows exactly how big, maybe, but big enough for the department to call on the first string to crack this thing. Meanwhile, it's my baby, and I wouldn't mind having a crack at Daniels myself.
Well, he can understand that.
So, would you folks like to take a ride down to this place on Granley Square? We can talk on the way.
Drink your coffee, and let's go, Sergeant.
Ah, the coffee can wait, Mr. North. Nick Daniels can't.
Hello,
Okay. Who is it?
Herbert Gunther, Mr. Daniels.
Gunther? What do you want?
I've got to see you.
What about?
Please, Mr. Daniels, open the door. It's important.
Okay. Come in.
Thank you.
Okay, Gunther, spill it. What do you got in your mind?
Murder, Mr. Daniels.
Hey, what is this? What are you doing with that rod?
I'm going to kill you.
What?
I mean it, Mr. Daniels.
What's the matter with you? You jump your trolley or something?
You killed my wife.
Your wife?
To keep her from talking to Mr. North.
You're nuts.
My daughter telephoned you. She
I don't know what you're talking about. Now, look, you crazy old goat, take that cap pistol and get out of here.
Stay where you are, Mr. Daniels.
Gunther, listen, use your head. You can't get away with this.
I don't want to get away with it, Mr. Daniels. What happens to me now doesn't matter.
Now, look, Gunther.
Keep quiet, Mr. Daniels.
Gunther, will you get me?
Don't move.
For the love of Mike, will you get me that?
Over there, Daniels. It's the police.
Cops. Hear that, Gunther? You shoot me and they'll grab you before you can move.
Daniel,
give me that gun, Gunther.
Stay where you are, Mr. Daniels.
Let me
let go of me.
Drop it, Gunther.
No, let me go, all right.
Daniels!
Jerry,
come on, Mr. North. Let's get towards the door.
Right.
Wait, someone's unlocking the door.
Hello, Mr. North.
Gunther.
What happened in here, Mr. Gunther?
Where's Nick Daniels?
Over there. Behind the couch. He's dead.
Well, it appears that this time Herbert Gunther found Nick Daniels guilty.
Joy with an Adler sewing machine. It's easy with an Adler. You can do buttonholes, monograms, dozens of tricks. It's easy with an Adler. No attachments to buy or fix. Dimes and mends, monograms, appliques, buttonholes, sews on buttons, keys. 12 jobs with one machine. You don't need any attachments with an Adler sewing machine.
Yes, you'll sing a happy sewing song too, ladies, when you own an Adler sewing machine. Adler, the sewing machine that does everything. Needs no attachments for sewing on buttons, making buttonholes, mending, darning, monogramming, sewing forward or reverse, straight or zigzag. The Adler even does blind stitching without attachments. All made possible by the Adler Magic Zigzag Lever. See the wonderful Adler at your Adler dealers tomorrow. He'll be happy to show you how easy sewing can be on the Adler sewing machine. And now, back to Mr. and Mrs. North.
Give me that gun, Gunther.
Take it.
Sergeant.
Yes, Mr. North.
Daniels isn't dead.
Where was he hit?
On the side of the head.
It was just a flesh wound. The slug nicked him enough to knock him out, but that's all.
Take it easy, Daniels. You're going to be okay. At least we won't have to amputate.
Hey, funny copper. You're a scream, ain't you? Look, that crazy old fool tried to kill me. If I hadn't jumped him, he would have.
Don't kid yourself, Daniels. You were just lucky. Luckier than you deserve, and luckier than you'll ever be again. The guy who turns on the juice up in Sing Sing never misses.
You're saying I killed Gunther's wife, you nuts.
He's lying.
Look, Gunther, you've had a busy evening. You must be tired. You just relax till I get around to you, huh? Okay, Daniels, let's...
Listen, cop, I only got one thing to say. I didn't kill the Gunther dame. I had no reason to kill her.
That's a lie.
Lois.
Well, who's this?
My daughter, Lois.
Come in, Miss Gunther. How do you know Daniels is lying?
Because I telephoned him. I told him my mother was going to tell Mr. North his father had taken $10,000 from Nick Daniels to hold out for acquittal in his contempt trial.
Well, how about it, Daniels?
Come on, Nick. Come on, let's stop wasting time.
Okay, that much is true. Dame here called me, waited for her mother outside the North's apartment house.
Stabbed her to death?
No.
I forced her into my car. I was going to bring her up here and have a talk with her. Convince her she had to keep her mouth shut.
Go on.
Well, we got out of the car. Out in front here, she started screaming her head off. People started popping their heads out of the windows.
So you just let her go?
I had to.
And you didn't catch up with her again in our apartment building?
No.
I think you're lying, Daniels.
Of course he's lying.
Well, I don't think he is.
Sam.
And neither would you, dear, if you just stop and think a minute.
Well, think about what?
What you said on the telephone when you called the Gunther house about Mrs. Gunther having been killed. Do you remember exactly what you said?
Well, no, not exactly.
Well, I do, very exactly. You talked to Lois Gunther, and you told her mother was dead, that she'd been killed. That's all.
So?
So, if you just said that Mrs. Gunther had been killed and not how she'd been killed, why did Lois Gunther accuse Nick Daniels of stabbing her mother? I didn't. Oh, but you did, Miss Gunther.
And there was only one way you could have known your mother had been stabbed to death.
Lois.
I didn't kill her. I didn't.
You're lying.
No.
Take it easy, Gunther.
Stop me. Lois, tell me the truth. You hear? I want the truth.
All right. Yes, I killed her. I went over to the north to make sure Mr. Daniels stopped her from talking to them. And then when I saw her coming back after getting away from me, I'm sorry.
I'm afraid your tears come a little too easily, Miss Gunther. And much too late. Jerry.
Yes, dear?
Did you bring home an evening paper?
I certainly did, darling. In fact, I not only brought home one, I brought two.
Two?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's wonderful, dear. I've been meaning to tell you that I thought that with the elections coming on, we should read more than one newspaper so we get both sides of the question. Mm. Which paper did you buy, the Courier and the Ledger?
No, dear, I bought two copies of the Courier.
Two of the Courier?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't get both sides of the question from two copies of the same paper.
No, my pretty little ad clipper. But I can get both sides of the page.
Sew is an Adler sewing machine. It's easy with an Adler. You can do buttonholes, monograms, dozens of chicks. It's easy with an Adler. No attachments to buy or fix.
Ladies, you owe it to yourselves to see how much easier your sewing can be with an Adler sewing machine. Whether you're a beginner or a sewing expert, Adler will speed and improve your sewing results. Adler, the modern sewing marvel, sews on buttons without attachments, sews zigzag without attachments, makes buttonholes, does blind stitching, mending, darning, and monogramming without any extra attachments. And, of course, it sews straight, forward, and reverse, too. Yes, you can actually finish a garment without any tiresome handwork at all, yet your work will be as beautiful as if it were hand-stitched. The marvelous Adler comes in handy portable or handsome cabinet models. It's fully guaranteed, and parts are always available. And just think of it. A sewing machine that does everything. Don't start sewing another job without seeing and trying the Adler. Send a card or letter to Adler, spelled A-D-L-E-R, CBS Radio, Hollywood 28, and you'll receive the illustrated Adler folder showing the many Adler features and handsome cabinet models. That's Adler, CBS Radio, Hollywood 28. Remember, there's an Adler to fit every home and every pocketbook. If you like to sew, you deserve and Adler. Remember to be with us again next week and every week when Adler Sewing Machine brings you thrilling transcribed stories starring Joseph Curtin and Alice Frost as Mr. and Mrs. North. Next week, the Norths see a theatrical performance that is true to life, but truer to death in the mystery Curtin for Regis. The characters of Mr. and Mrs. North are based on those originally created by Francis and Richard Lockridge. Tonight's script was by Ken Field, music by Charles Paul. Mr. and Mrs. North is a John W. Loveton production, directed by Richard Lewis. This is Roy Rowan speaking for Adler Sewing Machine from Columbia Square.
KNX, Los Angeles, where 10 o'clock wire is heard every night of the week.